Santor Audio presents Origin by Jennifer L. Armentrout. Narrated by Justine Eyre and Rob Shapiro. Chapter 1. Katie. I was on fire again, worse than when I got sick from the mutation or when Onyx was sprayed in my face. The mutated cells in my body bounced around as if they were trying to claw their way through my skin. Maybe they were. It felt like I was splayed wide open. There was a wetness gathering on my cheeks. They were tears, I realized slowly. Tears of pain and anger, a fury so potent it tasted like blood in the back of my throat. Or maybe it really was blood. Maybe I was drowning in my own blood. My memories after the doors had sealed shut were hazy. Demons' parting words haunted every waking moment.
I love you, Cat. Always have. Always will.
There had been a hissing sound as the doors closed, and I'd been left alone with the Arum. I think they tried to eat me. Everything had gone black, and I'd woken up in this world where it hurt to breathe. Remembering his voice, his words, soothed some of the torment. But then I remembered Blake's parting smile as he held the opal necklace, my opal necklace. The one demon had given me just before the sirens went off and the doors started coming down, and my anger flared. I'd been captured, and I didn't know if Demon had made it out along with the rest of them. I didn't know anything. Forcing my eyes open, I blinked at the harsh lights shining down on me. For a moment, I couldn't see around their bright glow. Everything had an aura. But finally it cleared, and I saw a white ceiling behind the lights.
Good. You're awake.